praise God for the great He is doing. Well, my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I welcome each one of you to the Master's Call on this Make It a Great Monday. Make Your Monday Great. That is a tag for the day. The scripture is Psalm 118:24 that says, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Let us go to God in prayer. Oh, God, we celebrate you. We thank you and we praise you. We bow down before you and we thank you because this is the day that you have made and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you because you have allowed us the power to make this day great. So as we go out with anticipation and expectation that something great will happen for us today, God, we just thank you because we know that it is because of you. We thank you because you are Alpha. You are Omega. You are our beginning. You are our end. You are the one who makes all things new. And so we praise you right now here on the Master's Call. We celebrate you right now on the Master's Call, and we honor you here on the Master's Call. And we realize that up front and foremost that we cannot do anything without you, God. So we thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you for their yes, God. We thank you that you gave them this vision, the Master's Call. And we thank you that they said yes and they have brought it forth, that our lives will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced as we begin our day, God. We thank you right now for Artists International, and we thank you for an appointment with Artists that has changed many lives, God. We thank you for each and every person that has dialed into this telecommunication sanctuary at this divine and appointed hour. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that our ears will be open to hear what thus says the Lord, God. I speak right now that this call will go forth free, clear, uncontaminated, and unhindered in the name of Jesus, and that our day will be the same way because we will be making it great. So I decree and declare these things in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray them, I declare them, I decree them right now in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. And at this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask that you also will bless some speaker as they come to the line this morning. I speak increase in them, and I know that you would decrease them, that your word will go forth mightily in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I'm going to go ahead and turn the call over to our hostess with the mostest, all the way out there from Houston, Texas this morning, not in Ocean Springs, Mississippi, but Houston, Texas, none other than my sister, a mighty woman of God, Minister Brenda Terrell. Are you out there today?
Yes, I am, Minister Tiffany. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, my dear. The platform is yours. Take it away.
Praise God. Thank you, woman of God. I tell you, the excitement in you at 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, I tell you, it's awesome. Praise God. I thank you for seating and greeting the people this morning and starting our day with that powerful, powerful prayer this morning. And thank you for just being a woman of God that you are. Good morning, TMC family. And I join Minister Tiffany in welcoming you this morning to the Master's Call on this Easter Monday morning. I'm Brenda Terrell, and I do reside in Ocean Springs, Mississippi on the Gulf Coast, but I am in El Campo, Texas this morning, and I want to greet you and say good morning. This is a wonderful day to start a day afresh, start a new week, and we are excited that you are here with us. And if this is your first time with us, we give you a special Kingdom's greetings this morning. We're excited that you took the time to be with us today, and we invite you to join us each and every morning, Monday through Friday, here at the Master's Call. We thank God for allowing two blessed women of God to start this call in October 2010, and they are our co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts, who we call Ms. Super Fantastic, and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, better known as our Mother Eagle. This call was established on the scripture Psalms 88:13. But to you, I have cried out, O Lord. And in the morning, my prayer comes before you. We are here to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we invite you to invite your family and friends and let them know to come and receive a blessing every day here on the Master's Call. We have a great website for you to visit, and it is www.themasterscall.net. That's www.themasterscall.net. And on the site, you can listen to past messages, read the bios, and even get prayer directives for certain situations that may come about. Excuse me. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, share a word from the Lord, or you may have prayer requests or praise reports, please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, our Minister Robin, who is our prayer general, will contact you. Well, many of us are part of a phenomenal God-ordained health and wellness company that's assisting millions around the world with healthier lives because of their awesome products. And that great company is Artists International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 25 years ago. And to get more information about this wonderful company, get on the morning motivational call right after this call, Monday to Friday. And it's hosted by our platinum president, Dorothy Cook, who we called the godmother, and a team of great leaders. And that number is 530-881-1300. Again, 530-881-1300. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. After attending a wonderful conference in Houston last weekend, we are Artists Reloaded. And in the atmosphere, you will hear, see, and feel the effects of this great, awesome company. Well, I tell you, I know you guys are ready to hear a word from the Lord, and I tell you, we have a profound woman of God that's going to bring forth the message this morning. I like her statement. She says, by no means can any acceptable ideas for the future be manifested by the person who is not willing to take the chance and live fully in the now. This statement, I tell you, is an awesome statement because she, who is Dr. Farrell Scott, is committed to empowering men and women with purpose, passion, power, peace, and prosperity. She believes that nothing is more important or more precious than this moment in which you are living. And there's a dance happening in your life right now, and she encourages you to take the lead. There is a stage before you. She advises that you walk slowly across it while enjoying the applause. There is a song to be sung that only you can sing, so sing it. Wow, wow, wow. Dr. Farrell Scott, she advances the message of living in your now from Durban, South Africa, to London, England, Guyana, and Trinidad in the West Indies, Canada, and all over the United States. Dr. Farrell Scott has traveled the world to share her message of living in your now and has been blessed to see the life-changing effects of her word on the audiences she has touched through her books, mentoring, coaching programs, radio and television shows. She has helped thousands of people to live their lives to the fullest as they embrace their power of now. Dr. Farrell Scott is of course, a published author, transformational speaker, a president of Caribbean American Students Educational Foundation, and she is rooted her work is rooted in her desire to see individuals excel above their current circumstances. As an immigrant from Trinidad, West Indies to the United States, she understands the importance of access to equal opportunity and support, personal and professional achievement in life. Dr. Farrell Scott earnestly believes that God, family, and community, all things are possible with them. Dr. Farrell Scott is a loved mother of three adoring children and senior pastor of What Shall I Render Ministries in Brooklyn, New York. I know she has conferences around the world, and she may have one coming up, and I hope she will tell us about it as she gives her message today. I introduce to some and present to others none other than the awesome, anointed, appointed, Dr. Pastor Lucille Farrell-Scott from New York. Are you there, Dr. Farrell-Scott?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everyone.
Good morning to you. Take it away.
Praise God. Praise God. It's an honor to be here with you guys every morning, every time I'm with you guys, and I never, ever take an assignment lightly. I give God praise and thanks every time I'm given the opportunity to walk alongside men and women as you guys are moving to your next level in your life. Father, I thank you this morning for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I ask, Lord, that you speak through my vocal cords, anything through my mind, none of me and all of you. Father, the words that are sore goes out to soul. And as I speak the word that you have placed in my heart this morning, I thank you. It is falling on fertile soil, and it is bringing forth fruit, some 30, some 60, and some 100-fold. I thank you, Father, that men and women leave saying, did not their heart burn within them. I praise you, and I thank you, and I glorify your name. Amen. Amen and amen. I can never start speaking without giving honor and homage to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, two phenomenal men and women, two phenomenal women in the marketplace. And yeah, men too that are in the marketplace, but I'm stressing Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, phenomenal women in the marketplace, you know, women that understand how important it is for us to be able to make that mark in the marketplace that cannot be raised, make that mark with integrity, make that mark with love and joy and peace. And so I'm so honored to be here this morning, following in the footsteps of my sisters that are moving to the level. And this morning I'm not going to be long. I'm going to talk about resurrection. And I'm in Isaiah 45. And Isaiah 45 says, thus saith the Lord to his anointed, to Cyrus, whose right hand I have holden, to subdue nations before him, and I will loose the loins of kings, to open before him two levied gates, and the gates shall not be shut. And the verse that I want to focus on, I will go before you, make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass, and cut in sunder the bars of iron. And I will give you treasure from dark secret places and hidden riches of secret places, that you may know that I, the Lord, which called you by name, am the God of Israel. I myself, one translation says, I myself will prepare your way, leveling mountains and hills. I will break down bronze gates and smash iron bars. I will give you treasure from dark secret places, that you will know that I am the Lord, and that the God of Israel has called you by name. So you say, maybe Dr. Lucille, what does this have to do with resurrection? I want to offer this to many of you listening. Resurrection is not one day. I know that many people were at church yesterday and the whole weekend, everyone was just hearing resurrection, resurrection. Resurrection power is alive and well in us every day. And we do an injustice to our Heavenly Father. We do an injustice when we relegate resurrection to just one day. You woke up this morning. The Bible said, in him you live. In him you move. In him you have your being. In him resurrection power is alive and well. In you, in me, resurrection power is a daily occurrence. Resurrection power is a daily occurrence. And we cannot relegate it to just one day. Because when we relegate it to one day, we put our power down. We put our strength down. We put all the things that God wants us to do. In him this morning you woke up, living and having your being. In his resurrected power. And if you read John 10:10 said, I came that you might have life, resurrected life, and have it more abundantly. He came that we might have life 365. And so when I went to Isaiah, and he said, I myself will prepare your way. I will level mountains and hills. When is he leveling the mountains and hills? It's a daily occurrence. Maybe someone is listening to me on your job. You got some crazy person on your job. You need resurrection power when you walk into your job this morning.
that supervisor that is trying to fire you, or that bank that is messing with you with your mortgage payment. You need resurrection power every day alive and moving in your life. So when the scripture says, I myself will prepare your way, God is saying every morning, my mercies are new over you. Every morning, I'm resurrecting you with joy and life and peace and abundance and overflow. God wants us to live a full, abundant, overflowing life every day, 365. When we relegate it to one day out of the year, we do a great injustice to our Heavenly Father. We do a great injustice. We do a great injustice. I'm not messing with anybody's religion or your belief. I'm trying to say we have to be careful when we relegate the power of resurrection to one day. Resurrection power is alive and well in your life, 365. You need healing this morning? You need resurrection power. There's a young man in my congregation that's been in the hospital on the vent now for quite a while. Every day we speak resurrection power over him. Because every day we walk in there with our minds, we see him getting up out of that bed and swinging his foot over the side of that bed. We see him. We see him. Maybe someone on the call this morning, you want resurrection power on that child that's on drugs. You get up every morning. What are you seeing? Are you seeing the resurrected Christ in that child? Are you seeing the drugs being removed from that child? Every day when you wake up, see resurrection power in your home, in your life, in your body, in your marriage. Resurrection power is alive and well, 3, 6, 5, 24/7. And don't allow the Prince of Persia, don't allow the enemy of our souls to make us relegated to one day. So I go back to Isaiah. I love this scripture in Isaiah. This scripture in Isaiah, guys, is a powerful story. Cyrus was a heathen, and this prophetic word was spoken over Cyrus more than 200 years before Cyrus was born. And so this morning, prophetic words, resurrected words have been spoken over you way before you were born. Maybe your grandmother or your great-grandmother spoke something over her daughter or her son that has not been manifested in your life today. So resurrected power is alive and well. And this is what God said as he's given you resurrected power. He said, I will go before you. I will go before you. I will go before you and make all the crooked places straight. I'm resurrecting your dreams. I'm giving you hopes and plans. I'm putting legs on your ideas. That's what God wants to do for each and every one of you this morning. He said, I will break in pieces gates. I'm going to move everything out of your way. Not just one day, every day. Every day I'm going to go before you. Every day I'm going to resurrect your dreams. Every day I'm going to resurrect your plans. Every day is a rolling away of the stone. Every day. This is what he says. I will go before you. I will break the bronze gates. I will smash the iron bars. Every day I'm going to roll away boulders and blockages and stones that people are going to put before you. Every day I'm going to remove from you racist ideas or sexist ideas. Every day this is what I'm going to do for you. I will go before you every day. I will level mountains and hills. I will remove those boulders. I will remove those iron bars. Not just one day, guys. Every day, I want you to wake up with resurrected power and strength, understanding this is the day that the boulder has to be rolled away from in front of me. This is the day that God promised he will smash the iron bars. This is the day that God promised he's given me treasures from dark, secret places. This is the day. This is my resurrected day. We can choose any day, guys, for resurrection power. Don't get mad at me. Don't sit out till you see it. I'm just telling you guys. I know sometimes some of us are steeped in religion, I'm not telling you, I'm not talking religion this morning, guys. I'm not talking religion this morning. I'm saying resurrection power has to be alive and well in our lives every day. It's available to you every day, not just one day. Your dreams, some of the dreams that you've put down and you've put in the corner, today's the day of resurrection. Resurrect those dreams, those goals, those plans. Maybe some of you are figuring it out, Lucille, you know, I'm a writer. I wrote this book 20 years ago. Okay, today's the day of resurrection power. Today's the day you pick that book up. Come on. Maybe you're a designer. Today's the day of resurrection power. Or maybe you're looking at your business and you're saying, you know, Dr. Lucille, I need to get more people in my business, or these people died and they left my business. Okay. Today's the day to resurrect all those dreams and goals and plans. Every day you awake is a day of resurrection power. The enemy would love us to think resurrection power is just one day. Resurrection power is alive every day. Isaiah 45, God said, I myself will prepare your way every day. I will level mountains and hills every day. I will break down bronze gates and smash iron bars every day. And I will give you treasures from dark secret places every day. God wants to bless you, and God wants to bless you now. Right now as I'm talking to you. As I was being introduced, they spoke about my conference. I do a powerful conference every year, and it's called The Power of Now. And those of you in the tri-state area, if you're in the, even if you're not in the tri-state area, I would love for you to attend. You can go to the website, www.powerofnowconference.com, and you can check it out. And one of the things that I'm passionate about with the conference is understanding that God wants us to live every day. Every day you wake up is a resurrection day. Your dreams must be resurrected. Your plans, not next year, not next week. Don't wait for next year, for another year to come then to talk about resurrection. God wants you to resurrect your dreams and your goals and your plans now. You got up this morning in your right mind. What are you resurrecting today? Live in your now. Live fully. Stop putting your life on hold. Stop putting your dreams and your goals on hold when God wants you to live now faith, now hope, now prosperity, now. The men and women that come to the Pop Now Conference, they leave with their lives changed. I challenge you to come to my conference. If you want to see your life change, if you want your dreams and your goals and your plans to be resurrected, show up at the Pop Now Conference. Had someone take me on Thursday night to see The King and I. I had box seats. I cracked up. I told people, I said I could see the sweat on the actors and the actresses. I was right there as they were walking down the aisle. I'm right there, right over the orchestra. That's where I was seated. And the person that bought those tickets, those premium tickets for me, is a person that 3 or 4 years ago was on welfare, but showed up at the Power of Now conference and sat down and recognized her power and her value. And her income is now 6 figures because she walked away from the conference understanding that the resurrected power of her now, she was sitting on it. And maybe someone is listening to me this morning. God wants you to start living right now. The stone has been rolled away. Start living. Start living. Open your eyes. Start living. God is asking this morning, what do you have in your hand? What do you have in your hand this morning? God wants to bless you, but he can only bless what you have through you. Today is a new dawning. Today is a new day. Dr. Lucille didn't come to message your theology. I just came to let you know God wants you to live a full and overflowing resurrected life right now. When you get up tomorrow, resurrection is now. Are you understanding? When you get up next week, resurrection is now. Every day you live a resurrected life. Every day you dust off your dreams and your goals and your plans. Every day you say, Father, I thank you that now I'm living, now faith, now hope, now prosperity. Not next week, not next year, not next month, guys, but now faith. to go check out our conference, www.powerofnowconference.com, and register. Come on over. Come on over to our conference and sit down. We can reason together, but I can guarantee you one thing. At least 60% of the people that come to the Power of Now Conference leave with a vision and a plan. Susie Carter, who is Lisa Nichols' coach, is going to be my keynote speaker. And she has reserved time to sit with anybody that comes with your business plan. She will sit with you, look at your business plan, and see where you can go to help you move to the next level. I give God praise and thanks to Dr. Vanessa and Dr. PK, women in the marketplace. Women who understand that when you have a vision, pick it up and walk with it. I offer to you today that resurrection power be alive and well in your heart, 365, 24/7. You serve a resurrected Lord. In your resurrected Lord, you live. In your resurrected Lord, you move. In your resurrected Lord, you have your being. Have a blessed and an awesome awesome resurrected day. I love you guys with the love of God. Quickly, don't forget, go to the conference, www.powerofnowconference.com. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Have a blessed and an awesome. Over to you again. Thanks.
Praise God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Dr. Farrell Scott, for that profound word. Now, resurrection is now, praise God. And I will ask you to come back and close us out with the benediction after a few announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you. We glorify you and we honor you, Lord God, for the word that you have instilled in Dr. Farrell Scott to bless us with, oh God, to let us know that it's your resurrection power that's instilled in each and every one of us. And Lord, as we call on your name, you said you will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. So, Father, we say, Lord, let this word abide in us, O God. Let this word be profound in our lives, Father, each and every day. Oh, that we may know you in the power of your resurrection and the fellowship of your sufferings. We thank you, Father, because you have already given us the victory in Jesus Christ. And we thank you. We thank you, Father, for Dr. Farrell Scott. We thank you, Father, for blessing her ministry, blessing her surroundings, blessing everything her hands touch and where her feet tread. We thank you, Father, that you're instilling in her, Lord God, more and more of your messages, Father, that it will touch the masses across the world, Father. And we thank you, Father, that you have anointed her, Lord God, in such a special way that we are empowered to live in our now. Father God, we lift up every elderly before you in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless them and keep them, Father God. Keep them in perfect peace, Father God. We thank you, Father, for those that are sick and shut in. We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes of Jesus Christ, they are healed. That young man, Lord God, Dr. Farrell Scott spoke of, Lord, we speak life everlasting in his mind, body, and soul, Lord God. We thank you, Father, for the children that don't know you, Father. We glorify you, Father, because we're calling them forth in the name of Jesus. We say they are saved, sanctified, and filled with your precious spirit, Father God, that they will come to walk in the life, in the truth, oh God, that you have prepared us for, oh God. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Robinson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We ask that you continue to strengthen these women of God, Father God. We thank you, Father, that you bless in everything that their hands touch, Father God. We glorify you, Father, for every person that's on this call. And we know, Lord God, that they are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who strengthens them. And we thank you, Father God, all the words that we hear, we would go forth, Lord God, in the power of your resurrection, knowing, Lord God, that you have ordained us to be the head and not the tail, above and not beneath, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. We glorify you, Father, for all these things that's coming for in Artists International, Father. We thank you for blessing the Diaz de Leon family, the workers of Artists International, everyone that's a part of this great company, Lord God, that we be the ministers in the marketplace that you called us to be. We glorify you, we honor you, and we thank you for doing the work. It's not by might, it's not by power, but it's by the Spirit of the true and living God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, TMC family, I know you are excited to hear this message again, and that playback number is 712-432-1085. Again, 712-432-1085. The PIN is the same, 957-677-POUND. And the motivational call is next. That number is 530-881-1300, 539-598-POUND. We thank you. Thank you so much, Minister Tiffany, for opening our call and seating and greeting the people with the joy of the Lord. And we thank you, Dr. Farrell Scott, for that profound message, the resurrection is now. Thank you once again, and we ask that you come back and close us out with the benediction.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance on you. May God give you peace. May God bless your going out, your coming in, your rising up, your lying down, your labor, and your leisure. May the favor of God hotly pursue and overtake you. May the blessings of God surround you as with a shield. Walk in the authority wherein you are called. Have a now-filled, blessed day. Amen.